It's a chesed and honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. This week's Parsha, Parsha's Kedoshim. Such a jam-packed Parsha, so many mitzvahs, and we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yisod, that major foundation point that we can bring into our lives in a very real way. The Torah tells us, Perek Yitas Pasuk Aleph. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe le'mor. Hashem speaks to Moshe. Daber el kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Speak to the entire assembly of Klal Yisrael. V'amarta aleihem. And you should say to them, Kedoshim tihiyu. You should be holy. Ki kadosh ani. For I am holy. Hashem elokeicha. And Rashi picks up right away. Daber el kol adas b'nei Yisrael. What is this telling us? Shenema Parsha Zu Bahakil. All of Klal Yisrael was together. B'nei Sharov Gufei Torah. Tluyinba. This week's Parsha. So many mitzvos. The mitzvos of Kibbut Avim. The mitzvos of accepting Shmiras Shabbos. The mitzvah of staying away from stealing. Not having a grudge. Los Tikam Los Litor. The idea of Los Samon Odamri have so many mitzvahs. Wow, it's, as we say, jam-packed. And then Rashi tells us, very famous Rashi, what does Kedusha mean? What is holy, right? We all want to be holy. What does holy mean? Says Rashi, Havi Perushim Min Arayis. A person should separate himself from Arayis Umin Avera. And he should separate himself from doing an Avera. Shekol mokum shata motze geder erva. Whenever you find that it's talking about immorality, atamotze kedusha. We find kedusha. So Rashi defines that kedoshim, to be holy, means to separate yourself. But if you look in the Ramban in this week's Parsha has so many klolim, so many ideas. Maybe they're not mitzvahs per se, but they are ideas of how to live your life. And he says something amazing. He says, you know what Kedusha is? Kedusha means Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutter Lach. It doesn't just mean stay away from Avera, but it means make yourself holy with something that's allowed. And the Achronim want to know, are Rashi and the Ramban, are they arguing? What is Kedusha? How do we define what Kedusha is? Question one. Question two. Next pasuk. It says that you should fear your mother and your father, and you should accept the Shabbos. Rashi says, why specifically does it say, Imo v'aviv tiro'u? So Rashi, quoting from the Gemara in Kedushin, the Daf Lamed, the whole of the Sugis of Akibet Avayim, Gebaldi Gemaras, beautiful Gemaras. Why does Yira, why is it before the father? Because normally a person has fear of their father before their mother. Therefore, the Torah is saying, make sure you should fear your mother also. The same idea, Kabedes Avicha V'yesimecha. Normally a person has more covet, honor for their mother than their father. So the Torah says, Kabedes Avicha V'yesimecha. The father is before the mother. See an amazing thing here that the Torah is saying, that even if your nature is to do one, you still have to realize that you have to do both. And then Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Bava Metzia. The Gemara says, well-known Gemara, that if Chas V'Shalom, a parent tells their child to go and violate the Shabbos, you do not listen to them. The Gemara goes on further and says that if a person is a Kohen and the parent says, go, and go to the Beis HaKfaros, don't listen to them. And everyone wants to know, why? There's so many examples of things that a parent could say to violate the Torah. Why specifically Shabbos? It says, Ishimo v'aviv tiro v'etshasusai tishmaru. It could be any other they tell you to violate. Why is the pasuk specifically telling me that you should fear your parents and you should keep the Shabbos? Question three. Again, the third question the past couple of weeks. For all those listeners, right, has been revolving around Sfiras HaOmer. The idea, right, last week we spoke Omer, why is it called Omer? The idea that the first time that we see in the Torah when it's talking about Omer, it's the Omer Lagogola, it's talking about the month. And then we spoke about Shechionu, why is there no bracha of Shechionu? Because maybe there's no mitzvah. There's no simcha because we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. We need the Beis HaMikdash. We got a daven. We want Mashiach now, right? Not just Uncle Moshe's song. We really need Mashiach now. But now we have another question, a Sfira Saomer, and it's also connected to the Parsha. What is that kasha? We all know a lot of songs. It says, Perik Yites Pasuk Yichas, Lo Tikom Velo Titor. You should not take revenge, and you should not bear a grudge. And then the Torah says, Et Bnei Amecha, Vahavta L'Reacha Kamocha, Ani Hashem. And you need to love your fellow as yourself, Ani Hashem. Says Rashi, Vahavta L'Reacha Kamocha, Zeh Klal Gadol BaTorah. Quoting down a Torah's Kohanim, Perik, Dalid, Yud Beis. And we all have our songs, right? Right? We all have those songs playing in our head when we are little children. And the famous question, which everyone is grappling with, I saw Rav Asher Weiss in the Sefer. Right? You always have to go try deeper and deeper and see who else talks about it. Everyone talks about this question. The Rishonim, the Achronim. But we know that the Gemara tells us in Daf Samach Beis that Rabbi Akiva's students, 24,000, 12,000 zugos, right? They had pairs. They learned the Chavrusa. And they all were nifter during this time of Sfiras HaOmer. During this time. But the question is, I don't get it. Rabbi Akiva's whole idea was Vahavta L'Reacha Kamocha, Zeklau Gadol BaTorah. Rabbi Akiva, the great Rabbi Akiva, which we've spoken so much about, Leila Seder, spoken about Pesach Seder, which we'll review a little bit what his idea was. But how can it be? And the Gemara goes as far as saying, Shalom Nagu Kavod Zem Zeh. They didn't give respect to one another. What does that mean, they didn't give respect? The Gadol Ador of Akiva, and his biggest cloud was Vahavta L'Reacha Kamocha. Right? We know the Gemara tells in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, a ger comes and says, hey, I want Kol HaTorah Kula. And the Gemara says, Hillel says to him, whatever is hateful to you, don't do. And the Marsha says, what does that mean? Vahavta L'Reacha Kamocha. L'Reacha, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Reacha. But how is it possible that Rabbi Akiva's students were nifter? Because they didn't show cover. So again, let's just skies over the question. Question one is, what is Kedusha? What is this Machlokas? Is there a Machlokas between Rashi and the Ramban? Well-known Rashi, well-known Ramban. What are they discussing? Question two is, why specifically when the Gemara says that if a parent, Chas V'Shalom, tells their child to violate an Avera, specifically in the Torah it says Shabbos, the Gemara goes into many examples. It could be any Avera. The Torah could have just said that you don't listen to your parents when they tell you to violate an Avera. Why specifically Shabbos? And lastly, if we have this idea of Ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha, Zeklau Gadol BaTorah, which is Rabbi Akiva's statement, so then how is it possible that Rabbi Akiva's students were nifter, 24,000 students? So let's go slow. What's this idea of Kedusha? What does holiness mean? What does that mean to be holy? So, we've spoken about before, and it's a very important idea, that Rashi is focusing on one aspect of holiness. You know, a lot of times we think, again, sometimes we're in situations where we're able to do mitzvahs more, we're able to learn Torah, but sometimes, for whatever reason is, we're not able to do as much as we want. But there's another amazing level that a person has to realize that he's accomplishing. There's a level of Sur Meira. Sur Meira means that we know that a person can get involved in things that are not good. Sur Meira, I stay away from bad. Pasuk tells us in Tehillim, Sur Meira v'aseh tov. You know what Rashi is focusing on? Rashi holds that Kedusha doesn't mean necessarily Aseh Tov. Kedusha means Sur Meira. Stay away from bad. When a person gets involved in a taiva, when a person wants to do something, and he has self-control, That is Kedusha. It's a tremendous idea because the Mishnah at the end of Makos, the Mishnah says that when I stay away from doing an Avera, wow! Even the more so when I do a mitzvah, how great what I'm doing, Yagdil Torah V'Yadir. But when I stay away, and a person needs to realize that, because there's so much tum in this world, a person could see the craziest things, a person could hear the craziest things. But sometimes if a person is sore meira, I stay away from bed. I walk away from the Lashon Hara. I walk away from the things that I shouldn't be seeing. I'm in a situation where I shouldn't be looking at these type of things. Says Rashi, when you do that, although you might think actively, I didn't really do anything, you did. Sor meira. I remember one time when I was in yeshiva, I was going through, again, everyone has their ups and downs, because that's what life's about, ups and downs, hopefully more ups and downs, but it's sometimes it's getting through those downs and building up to up. And I remember speaking to my Rabbi, Rav Esserg, who's still my Rebbe, Baruch Hashem, so many years, 23, maybe more, unbelievable. And I said, Rebbe, and he said, just remember, there's an idea of Sor Meira and Aseh Tov. And sometimes when you stay away from bad, that is Mechazek, that protects you, that builds you, and then that lets you get to the Aseh Tov. But you need the Sor Meira. Because Chas V'Shalom, and it happens sometimes, is that sometimes people are doing Aseh Tov, Gavaldic things, but they're still not Sor Meira. And we don't want that to happen. Again, addictions and things that a person, it can happen. But we want to be Sor Meira. We want to stay away from the bad. And when a person stays away from the bad, you're being Mekadesh, Kadosh Baruch Hu's name. But the Ramban takes it a step further. I don't know if they're arguing so much, because the Ramban says, maybe that's right, Rashi. However, you know what really Kedusha means? Kadesh atzmecha b'mutter lach. You have something, the gray area. You have usser, and you have mutter. And you have something that's gray. It's like, gray. What do you do with the gray? Says Ramban, Kadesh atzmecha b'mutter lach. Even something that's allowed. Make it holy. Take the gray and make it into a mitzvah. That is a bit an amazing thing. Don't be a novel b'rishus ha-Torah. You're able to do that. I could get away with this. I could get away with that. No. Live the best life. L'chachilo life. Kadesh atzmecha b'mutter lach. Make yourself holy. Aseh tov. Rashi's focusing on Sor Meira, but there's an element of Aseh Tov. You know, there's a Gavaldic Marsha. And Marsha says that there are three levels of relationship. It dives into the second question and then build the third. The Marsha says Gavaldic, which we all know and we've spoken about by the Aseres HaDibro Shir when we had Parshas Yisro, is that we know there's an element of Ben Adam L'Makom, between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then there's an element of Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, between you and man. And then there's another element of Ben Adam L'Atzma, for himself. You know, V'haftal L'Re'acha Kamocha, a beautiful pshat I heard, that, you know, when we wake up in the morning, we know that we're not perfect, because if we were perfect, we wouldn't be in this world. But we hope that a person overlooks our deficiencies, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu realizes that I'm trying my best. And he does realize that. We have to realize that sometimes. But just like we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to look over all of our problems, when we deal with other people, we have to look, get beyond it, look bigger, look above their problems. Kol Adam L'Kaf Sechus, I said a couple weeks ago, Lekaf, why a spoon? Because when you take your spoon into that pot of chili or that soup, you take out a lot because everyone's full of a big picture. We don't always understand everything. We don't, right? Everyone has their own stories. Everyone has their own relationships. Everyone has their own life. Obviously, building a life with the spouse and the children and the parents, But everyone has their stories. But kol adam lekafsechus v'hafta l'reacha kamocha is that you give people the benefit of the doubt. This is the idea. Why specifically Shabbos and the idea of Kibbutz Av'eim? Because Kibbutz Av'eim has that duality. As we know, the Rambam writes in Parash Mishnayos of Demai, right in Parash Mishnayos, beautiful. He says that, right, the obvious question, which all the Rishonim, the Ramban, and all the Rishonim, Machinoch, why are the parents on the Ben Adam L'Makom side? So some parents think that they are Hashem, Chas V'Shalom, but why Ben Adam L'Makom? The reason why Ben Adam L'Makom, because there's a duality. As the Gemara tells us, the Kedushin of Lamed, three partners in the world, man, woman, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's an element, Ben Adam L'Makom, Ben Adam L'Chaveru. But Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wow. We can have aegis to the world, Shabbos. It's Ben Adam L'Makom. So we take all these relationships, Ben Adam L'Chaveru, Ben Adam L'Makom, which is our relationship with our parents, and we specifically, the Torah says Shabbos. Why Shabbos? Because that is the pinnacle. That is Ben Adam L'Makom. When you go and you show yourself the Kedusha of Shabbos, that is showing Ben Adam L'Makom to the highest form. And we have to realize that. Again, we take for granted. We take for granted our Shabbos. We need to take a step back. Shabbos is longer, right? We have more time. We have to utilize our time more, right? We don't have technology on Shabbos. So you have to utilize, have more time of learning. Everyone's like, oh, if I had more time to learn, I would learn so much more. You have more time to learn. Make it an extra seder, say an extra parak of Tehillim. You have the time to do it. And Shabbos represents Ben Adam L'Makom, the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how is it possible? Rabbi Akiva's students, what exactly happened here? So Rav Asher Weiss brings down from the Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Kuf Chof Aleph, that again, it's beyond our intellect. A lot of things, I was teaching my Talmidim, we're learning Makis and Edim Zomimim, or two Edim, two witnesses say, you're really with us, how do you give testimony? And according to the Rambam, we don't fully understand this idea. There's something called Gzeiras HaKasev. Gzeiras HaKasev just means that we don't understand everything. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah that if a person thinks he understands everything, he's a tipish. We're never going to understand everything. We're never going to understand why on October 7th, not so long ago, what's going on in the world nowadays, the danger all around the world, the Holocaust, the pogroms, we'll never understand. The Ribbono Shel Olam has a plan for us. We have bitachon, we have emuna. But there's this element that we don't understand. Kechut Hatzara, Sadikim, the judge, Kechut Hatzara. Just like I remember Uncle Gedalia Bamzer sent me an email where I was talking about Moshe Rabbeinu hitting the rock. And it's beyond us. We don't understand hitting a rock, not being able to go into Eretz Yisrael. But again, these were the Sadikim. These were the Sadikim Gemurim. And you know, the Gemara tells the Sanhedrin that Rabbi Akiva didn't give up because his whole essence was not to give up. That even after all his students, most people, you lose that. You're done. Retirement. How can I go on? But he didn't give up. And all the greats came out of Rabbi Akiva, Rameyer, Stam Mishnah, we don't have an author of the Mishnah, it's Rameyer. Perek Avos, he says, Vavishofa Ruach, Bifnei Ko Adam, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud, that a person needs to be humble. Rav Yehuda, he wrote the Sifra, that when you greet a person, it's like you're greeting the Shechina. Rav Yossi ben Chalafta, all these great Talmidim, that if you learn one Mishnah, you're called my Rebbe, Gemara Bar Metzia, all Rav Shimon bar Yochai, that it's better to throw yourself in the Kipshan Ha'esh, into a furnace, than to embarrass someone, Mal Pnei Chaveru. All of these great, he didn't give up. So how did the Talmidim mess up? So Rabbi Chasva Levinstein, who was the Rosh Yeshiva of Panim, says a beautiful idea. He says, you know what a relationship is? A relationship is you don't look what you think that person needs. You figure out what that person needs. You can even ask them. And sometimes it might be hard. But you figure out exactly what they need. You know what they messed up? Again, it's hard for us to fully understand these. Were the G'dayli, 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 G'dayli Tanoim. They were tremendous. But you know what they thought? You know, COVID. A Talmud Chacham doesn't need COVID. I don't need, a person runs away from COVID. So I don't need to give my friend COVID, but that's the farthest thing from the truth. You can't do that. Fine, you, a person themselves might not need COVID, but to go and not give COVID to someone else. So they messed up. They only thought what they thought within themselves, but it's not true. You have to look to the other. That's what a relationship is. It's not just, again, it's easier said than done. When we're born, right? We cry, and some people cry their whole lives, but all we want is mommy to take care of us. And we're so dependent, right? That's why the relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu is like a mother, because we realize that we're so dependent on Hashem. And we are beings. And we have to get, right? We have to, Chovas HaTalmid and the P.S.S. Rebbe has a whole chapter, his first chapter, is all about how we could get out of ourselves. But this is the idea, the Shalom Nagu Kavod Zalamzah, because they learned up, the Talmidim learned up, that I don't need COVID, so my friend must not need COVID. But that's not true. That's not true. You got to give everyone COVID. Maybe you yourself doesn't need COVID, but you need to always give COVID. And I was telling my guys, when we're trying to build our relationships, sometimes we have those people that we stay far, far away. We stay far away from them. They always hurt us. But a person needs to realize, again, no one has any right to make anyone feel bad. No one has any right to make someone make jokes about someone that they know it's going to hurt them. A person has to be very careful. We live in a very sarcastic generation, which again, there, you know, sarcasm is good sometimes, but a person needs to be careful. But when a person is mean to someone else, I once heard from Dr. David Lieberman, many shiurim, tremendous psychologist, in Lakewood, really, so many shiurim. He deals with relationships and how to deal with difficult relationships and how to deal with anxiety and all the depression and everything. Beautiful shiurim on Torah anytime. Tremendous. And he said that if a person is able to live, and it's a very hard idea, but if a person is able to live with this, that what a person says or does to you has nothing to do with you. And again, a person has no right to go and hurt someone. It's not allowed. It's against the Torah. You're not allowed to do that. But if a person realizes that when a person does do something to me, or he says something mean to me, or he hurts me, it has nothing to do with you. It's because that person is hurting. So he needs to take out his aggression on you. What a person says or does to you has nothing to do with you. Sometimes when they say to you, there is some truth to it. Right? Like someone came over to you like, Rav Bloom, you're running a little late for davening, maybe that's a little true. Not that I'm late, but everyone else is earlier than me. But maybe the reason why he was saying it to me, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Again, when he says it over every single second he sees me, it's hard, right? But maybe he's going through a lot of things are tough for him. And he needs to let out, he's not allowed to do that. He's going to get a misser in the Torah. But don't let that relationship be hurt. Because he's hurting, so he's trying to hurt you, but don't let that. You're bigger than that. Not only that, Dan Lakaf Sechus, if you keep on doing that, wow, Hashem says, look, you're giving the benefit of the doubt to this person. Again, not a person that's really hurting you or being destructive to you. Right? Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Pirkei Avos, of when do you give Dan Lakaf Sechus? For a Rasha, you don't give Dan Lakaf Sechus. But for a Beinoni, which most people are, and the Sadikim, you always give Dan Lakaf Sechus. But that's the idea, Dan Lakaf Sechus. Give them the benefit of the doubt. Hashem says, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt of everything. So I think this is the yesod of the relationships. This is the yesod of Kedusha. So let's just sum up what we said. Kedusha represents the idea, according to Rashi, Kedusha represents the idea of staying away from bad. A person needs to realize when he stays away from bad, even if he doesn't actively feel he's doing what he could be doing, he could be learning more, he could be doing more chesed, but staying away from bad, says Rashi, is Kedusha. And the Rabban says, okay, but maybe taking even those mundane things and turning it into Kedusha. Kadesh atzmecha b'mutterloch, that's what Kedusha is. And why does the Torah say, when we're talking about Ishimo b'aviv tirou, it's talking about Shabbos, you should fear your parents on Shabbos. Why? Because Shabbos represents the idea of ben adam l'makom. and we have three different relationships. We have Ben Adam LaMakom, we have Ben Adam LaChaver, and we have Ben Adam LaAtzmo. And how is it possible that the great Talmidim, Rabbi Akiva, how are they nifter? Right, it's fascinating. The Meiri writes in that Gemara in Yevam, Mustaf Samach Beis, the Meiri says that we know that Lag BaOmer, it's coming up, not so far away. And Lag BaOmer is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Right, the Zohar, amazing things. But the Meiri says they stop dying. And we know that there are 48 ways to be kind to the Torah. You know what the 32nd way is? To love your fellow friend. That was the fix-up of what happened. But what happened here is because of the Talmidim, says of Chatzko, the Talmidim thought, what I want is what my friend. I don't need covet, so I don't need to give covet. But we know that's the farthest thing from truth. You need to give covet to everyone. So my mother always says, quoting my grandfather, Rebamzer, you got to be nice. Always you got to be nice. And when a person tries to hurt you, be big. Realize that they're the one hurting. They're the one hurting. If a person realizes, we'll better our relationships with people around us. We'll better our relationships with ourselves. And we'll better our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Everyone should have an amazing, amazing Parshas Kedoshim.